我们又能够靠着你的恩典怜悯来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, because of your grace and mercy, we can come before you.
父神，我们感谢你在2000多年前，你差派你的独生爱子来到这个世上。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. In 2000 years ago, you sent your begotten Son to this world.
主亲自把福音带给我们，而且为我们死，为我们复活。
And bring the gospel to us, and die for us, and risen for us.
主就求主你透过我们今天的信息，主让我们再次思想主耶稣为我们所做的一切。
Lord, through today's message, we pray that we can think about and meditate on what you have done for us.
特别是主耶稣从死里复活给我们带来那美好的盼望。
Especially the beautiful hope the Lord bring us through his resurrection.
我们谢谢主。
We thank Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Our praise in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。
阿门。
那么今天是复活节，是基督徒其实最喜乐的日子。
Today is Easter, and this is the happiest day of our Christian life.
那么今天世界各地的教会，千万的基督徒，他们都要一同来欢庆我主耶稣基督他的复活。
And all over the world, and millions of Christians will celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那么基督徒为什么对基督的复活感到如此的喜乐？而这件事对我们为什么就这么的重要呢？
And why it is so joyful for the Christians to know the Jesus resurrection, and it's why it's so important.
那么在哥林多前书，也就是我们今天背诵的经文，给了我们最好的答案。
And in the First Corinthians, you'll give us the answer.
他说：“若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
”And it says, "And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain."
也就是说，若基督没有复活，我们的信仰就是虚空的，我们就没有任何的盼望。
In another word, if Jesus has not risen, then our faith is in vain, and we will not have any eternal hope.
那么在主耶稣受难日的那天晚上的信息，那我跟大家分享到。
On the day of crucifixion, I have shared a message with all of you.
我说呢，我们基督徒蒙恩得救时，那么就像那群跟摩西出埃及到达红海边的以色列人。
For Christians, after we were saved, we are like those Israelites who arrived at the edge of Red Sea.
所以摩西只有继续带领他们过红海达到对岸，以色列人才能完全脱离埃及人的奴役。
Moses has to continue to lead the Israelites across the Red Sea so that the Israelites can be free from the control of Egyptians.
我们知道这一切最后都是靠着神的恩典完全成就了。
I know all this has been accomplished because of God's grace.
那么同样，我们从蒙恩得救开始，主耶稣就带领我们踏上了这条通往天国永生之道的企图。
Same with us. And when we are saved by Jesus Christ, he has led us to walk this path towards heaven.
那么摩西不只是带领以色列人出埃及到达了红海边上。
Moses did not just let the Israelites arrive on the edge of the Red Sea.
那他也领他们渡过了，渡到了对岸。
He led them cross the ocean as well.
那么主耶稣不只是带领我们来到通往天国的起头。
Lord Christ did not just lead us to the beginning of the path.
那么他也要带领我们到达终点。
He will also walk with us to the finish line.
实现我们在永恒中与主永远同在的盼望。
So we can be with him forever and realize that hope.
那我想通过今天的信息呢，跟大家分享。那么主耶稣的复活是所有真信徒有永生盼望的保证。
Through today's message, I want to share with all of you that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is assurance that all true believers have the hope of eternal life.
那么通过他的复活，主耶稣冲破黑暗，战胜了死亡。
Through his resurrection, the Lord Christ defeated death.
同时他也带给你我复活的生命，得胜的力量。
At the same time, he gave us a resurrected body and also have hopes for eternity.
还有就是那平安的盼望。
And also the hope for peace.
那么耶稣基督呢，为你我降生。
And Jesus Christ was born for all of us.
那么他也为你我受死。
And he also died for us.
同样，耶稣也为你我而复活。
At the same time, he also resurrected for all of us.
所以我们也要与基督一样的复活。
And we needed to resurrect it the same way.
所以我们看今天的信息，我们先看第一节到第四节。
In today's message, we will look first verse 1 to 4.
那么这里我们看到是妇女们去寻找主耶稣的身体。
And here we see that woman went to seek the body of the Lord Jesus.
那我们先看第一节。安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头拱开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪，看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
And now after the Sabbath, towards the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it.His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men.
那么根据马太福音、根据马可福音和路加福音的记载，其实这两位妇女呢，她们本来是来到坟墓，本来是想膏耶稣的身体。
According to Gospels Mark and Luke, and these two women was originally come to the tomb to.Anointed the body of Christ.
然而他们却看到了一个神迹发生。
But they saw a miracle.
那么时间就是在发生在七日的头一日，天快亮的时候。
And this has happened right after the Sabbath and towards the dawn of the day.
也就是就像我们今天这个主日，今天的凌晨。
Just like the morning of our Sunday.
那么先呢是地大震动。
The first day there's an earthquake.
那么然后呢是有主的使者从天上下来。
Then an angel of the Lord descended from heaven.
那么他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。
His appearance was like lightning and his clothes white as snow.
而且天使呢把挡住墓门的石头拱开，坐在了上面。
And the angel came and rolled back the stone and sat on it.
那么看见这一个场景，我们可想而知，如果我们在那里是一个什么样子。
If we see this picture, we can think how we should react.
所以他有后面他说看守的人害怕的其实像死人一样。
So it says the guards were trembled and become like dead men.
那么这一切都是这些妇女们来到坟墓后发生的一切。
Those are things happened after two women arrive at the tomb.
而且是这些妇女们亲眼见证的。
And also they see with their own eyes.
然而当他们看到这个挡住墓门的这个石头拱开的时候，他们没有看到主耶稣从墓门中走出来。
When they saw the stone was rolled back, they did not see the Jesus Christ walk out of the tomb.
那么马可福音和路加福音告诉我们，于是他们就进去，然而发现主的身体已经不在那里了。
In the Gospel of Mark and Luke, it says that they walked inside the tomb and they found that the bodyThe Christ's body is not there anymore.
而且根据约翰福音的记载，我们也知道，主裹身体的细麻布和他的裹头巾却留在了原处。
And in the book of John, it also said that the linen clothing was still left there.
也就是说，拱开的木门打开，并不是为了说让主耶稣走出来。
That means when you roll the stone back, doesn't mean to allow Jesus Christ to walk out.
而是为了让来到坟墓前的人进去查看，为主的复活做见证。
It's for those people who arrive at the tomb to see and to be a witness.
这里我们也知道，主耶稣复活，从这里我们也知道呢，主耶稣复活后的身体，它是不受任何障碍物来限制的。
Here we know after resurrection, the body of Jesus Christ has no barriers.
这也就是他复活的身体已经跟他原先的身体是不同了，那是一个荣耀的身体。
And his resurrected body is different than the human body, and it's a glorious body.
那么在约翰福音的二十章十九节，他这样记录，他说：“那日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。”耶稣来站在当中， 对他们说，愿你们平安。那么那天晚上呢，也就是今天主日的晚上。
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you. That day is the same day we talked about.
那么从这儿我们看出，那么虽然门是关的，但是主耶稣呢，他是进来了，站在了他们中间。
Here we can see the door is locked, but Jesus came and stood among them.
那么这里面两位妇女呢，正在被眼前这一切感到非常害怕、不知所措的时候，天使呢向他们讲话。
When the women are really frightened, I don't know what to do, and the angels spoke to them.
那么这就是下面的五到七节，我们看他在讲什么。
From verse 5 to 7, let's see what the angel said to women.
天使对妇女说，不要害怕。我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，跟他说，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放他的地方，快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看哪，我已经告诉你们了。
But the angel said to the woman.Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you.
那么这一段呢，它是告诉我们，天使宣告主耶稣已经复活了。
Here in this passage,Angels proclaim that Jesus Christ has risen.
那么这里呢，天使首先安慰两位妇女，说不要害怕。
The angel here first comforted the woman, told them do not be afraid.
那么然后才告诉他们主耶稣复活的好消息。
And then tell them the good news that Jesus has risen.
那么主耶稣复活时，天使写信说话，地大震动，兵丁吓得要死。
And when Jesus Christ is risen, and the angels appears, and there's an earthquake, and the guards trembled.
那么这一切都告诉我们，一件不寻常的事情发生了。
All this tells us a remarkable thing has happened.
而这样的神迹显明耶稣就是神的儿子。
All these miracles show that Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣他就是神。
Jesus is God.
那么在罗马书的第一章二到四节，他这样告诉我们：这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣下的灵来说是从死里复活，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
那我们每一个基督徒都要承认和相信耶稣基督他就是神的儿子。
Every single Christian, we need to accept and believe thatJesus is Son of God.
那么这是我们信仰的根基。
This is the fundamentals of our belief.
那么若是有人否认或是不相信，
If some people deny that,
那他一定就不是一个基督徒。
Then he will not be a Christian.
那么主耶稣用什么显明他是神的儿子？
How Jesus demonstrate that he is the Son of God?
他就是神自己呢？
And he is a God himself.
那么就是通过他从死里复活的神迹，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
In his resurrection and through his power that he showed us.
可能有人会问，那么在圣经中也不也记载过有人从死里复活的这些事吗？
Some may ask that in the Bible there's also some other events people raised from the dead.
比如在马可福音中记载过说，比如雅鲁的女儿从死里复活。
In book of Mark, the daughter of Yairo has been raised from the dead.
还有在路加福音里面记载的拿因寡妇的儿子。
In Gospel of Luke, there's also a widow's son was raised from the dead.
我们还知道在约翰福音十一章所记录的拿撒勒也从死里复活过。
And in book of John, we also know that Nazareth has been raised from the dead.
那么这些人是都曾经从死里复活。
That's correct. All of them are raised from the dead.
是的，这更但所以透过这些事情呢，其实更能显明耶稣他是神。
Through these events, we also clearly demonstrate, Jesus is God.
因为他们这些复活的人呢，都是耶稣基督行神迹使他们从死里复活的。
All those has been raised from the dead because of the miracle, by Jesus Christ.
也就是是耶稣基督的大能使他们复活。
Because of the power of Jesus Christ that they can be raised from the dead.
那么主耶稣基督的复活和这些人的复活。它关键呢有两个不同点。
The raising from the dead between the Lord Jesus and the others has two critical differences.
那么第一，主耶稣是靠自己的能力复活。
First, Lord Jesus is raised from the dead by his own power.
那么约翰福音十章十七到十八节这样告诉我们。
In John 10, verse 17 to 18, here's what he says.
他说：“我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。”没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
For this reason, the Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again.
也就是主耶稣他的死。那么是为了完成一件使命，他的复活也是他靠自己，他才是复活的。
And so the death of Jesus Christ because he is trying to fulfill a mission, and his resurrection also is because of his own power.
那么第二点的不同就是主耶稣复活后，他要活到永永远远。
And the second difference is after the Jesus resurrection, he lives forever.
不像那些复活过的人，后来他们还会要经历肉体的死亡。
And not like the others who are raised from the dead, they will experience death again.
那么主耶稣呢？他在启示录的一章十七节的后半部分到十八章，他这样讲过。
And the Jesus Christ, said in the Revelations chapter 1:17-18.
他说：“我是首先的，我是末后的。”又是那重活的，我曾死过，现在又复活了，直到活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Fear not, I'm the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have keys of death and Hades.
那么没有任何一个人在这个世界上如此宣告过这样的话语。
No other man on the earth has proclaimed those kind of words.
那么他这里说，他既是首先的，又是末后的。
Here he said, "I'm the first and the last."
也就是说，他是那位自有永有的。
He is the omnipresent God.
也就是，但是只有神，我们说他是曾经说过，我是自有永有的。
Only God can claim He is omnipresent.
那么也就是说，耶稣的复活实实在在的显明了耶稣就是神的儿子，他就是神。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ clearly demonstrates that he is the Son of God and he is God himself.
那么正因为主耶稣就是神，所以呢，他能够战胜死亡。
Because Jesus is God himself, he can triumph over death.
那么在使徒行传的二章二十三到二十四节，那么使徒，那么这个有这样的记录，他说：“他既按着神的定旨先借被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了，神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。”
In Acts chapter 2:23, this Jesus delivered up according to the definition.Plan, a definite plan, and the foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, losing the pangs of death because it was not possible for him to be held by it.
所以呢，主耶稣来到世界为我们死，乃是完成父神交给他的旨意。
So Lord Jesus died for us on the cross was because of fulfill the mission. committed by the Father.
他的复活显明他是神。
From his resurrection, it is clear that he is God.
一定能够带领我们达到通往天国之道的那个终点。
And he will lead us to the finish line of the path to the heaven.
也就是他在离开之前呢，告诉我们他要为我们所预备的地方。
And that's what he told us before he leaves, that he will lead us to the prepared place.
那么在约翰福音十四章二到三节，主耶稣这样告诉门徒，他说：“我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必来再接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。”
In John 14, verses 2-3, Jesus said, "If it were not so, in my Father's house are many rooms. It were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also."
其实这就是你我作为基督徒我们的盼望。
This is the hope as Christians.
那么两位妇女听了天使关于主耶稣复活的宣告后，那么有什么反应呢？
So how does the woman react after they heard the proclamation from the angel?
我们再来看第八到第十节。
Let's take a look at the chapter, verse 8 to 10.
他说，妇女们急忙离开坟墓，又害怕，又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给 他的门徒。忽然耶稣遇见他们说，愿你们平安。他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me."
那么呢，这段信息的字面意思其实告诉我们呢，妇女们去传扬主耶稣复活的喜讯，并且最后遇见了主。
And in this passage, it tells us that the woman proclaimed the good news of the resurrection of the Lord and met the Lord after the resurrection.
那么经文中也告诉我们，这些妇女听了主耶稣复活的这个好消息以后呢，心里其实还是半信半疑。
In the verse, it also said that the woman, after heard the good news, also have some doubts.
因为这前面说了，又害怕，又大大欢喜。
Because we say they have fear, but also have great joy.
那么他们半信半疑，直到他们亲自遇见了复活的主，才完全相信了主的复活。
Yeah, until they meet the Lord of Jesus Christ himself, then they completely believe.
那么当时两位妇女呢，遇见复活主的时候呢，主首先告诉他们是，愿你们平安。
When they first met the resurrected Jesus, the Lord told them that may peace be with you.
那么在告诉他们把这个大好的消息报告给其他门徒的之前呢，主又告诉他们说，不要害怕。
And he also told them, do not be afraid before they go out and tell other disciples.
其实这也体现了主耶稣最能够明白我们人的心。
It also showed that Jesus Christ knows our heart.
因为我们人就是这样，如果生活没了方向，没了尽头，我们就会害怕。
We people are weak. As we do not have the direction of our lives, we will be afraid.
那么门徒和那些妇女们就是这样子。
And the woman and the disciples are like this.
我们也是一样。
And we are the same.
那么他们本来是跟随耶稣的，那么他们把耶稣看作自己人生的导师。
And they were following Jesus Christ, and they know they are their counselors.
那么看着他们生命的全部。
And they view Jesus as their whole life.
那么一生想跟随他。
And they want to follow him whole life.
但是现在发现他死了。
But they now know that Jesus has died.
所以一切都没有了意义。
And all things are in vain.
所以曾经他们所付出的一切就没有任何价值。
And whatever they have done in the past does not have any value.
所以他们精神上其实是彻底的崩溃了。
In the spirit, they were crushed.
那么当然，他们在思想上也感到的非常的惧怕。
In their mind, they also feel the fear.
因为他们不知道将来怎么样来生活了。
They do not know how to live in the future.
那么门徒心中的害怕，其实只有耶稣基督才能亲自给他们消除。
The fear inside the disciples can only be cancelled by Jesus Christ himself.
所以当他们亲眼看到复活的耶稣时，听到的就是愿你们平安，不要害怕。
When they first see Jesus Christ, the Lord told them, "Do not be afraid."
那么当他们听到主耶稣对他们讲这些话的时候，他们心中就充满了平安。
When they heard what Jesus told them, they are filled with peace.
因为他们亲自遇见了复活的主。
But because they met the resurrected Lord themselves.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那么主耶稣他确实是复活了。
The Lord Jesus Christ has risen.
那我们当有这份平安在我们的里边。
We should have this peace in our heart.
那么耶稣复活的大能就是让你我得享这份生命的平安。
The power of resurrection is for you and I to have this peace.
那么你得到这份平安了吗？
Do you have the peace?
那么你享受到这么大的平安了吗？
Do you feel the peace inside you?
那么马丁路德，那么他是在这个改教运动的时候呢，曾经受过教廷严厉的这个迫害。
Martin Luther, when he is going through the Reformation, he has been persecuted by the church.
那么他在十多年的这个时间呢，四处来逃来躲避。
He tried to escape for more than 10 years.
那么因为他呢非常的愁烦，他也极其的软弱。
He's very troubled and he's also weak.
但是他的妻子呢却很坚强。
But his wife was very strong.
常常来安慰他。
And often comfort her.
但是好多时候呢也没有什么好的效果。
But most of the time they do not have good results.
那么有一天呢，就在丈夫非常愁苦的时候，那么她突然走到丈夫的面前大哭着说。
One day when Martin was very troubled and she walked towards him and in crying.
她说耶稣死了，我们没有盼望。
He said, Jesus died, we have no hope.
那么马丁路德说，不对，耶稣虽然死了，可是三天他复活了呀。
Martin Luther said, yeah, Jesus has died, but he also has risen after 3 days.
你为什么还这样伤心呢？
Why you are so sad?
那他的妻子呢，转过来笑着说，你既然知道耶稣复活了，你为什么还要惧怕呢？
His wife said, smiling, saying that you know Jesus has resurrected, then why you are still afraid?
那么马丁路德这才知道自己不应该惧怕。
And Martin Luther just realized that he should not be afraid.
于是他心中呢充满了平安。
And he is filled with peace.
他就是靠着主耶稣赐的他这个平安，靠着主耶稣复活的大能。
He's relying on the peace given by Jesus Christ, the peace that brought from the Lord's resurrection.
那么他忠于圣经的真理。
And he's faithful to the biblical truth.
那么勇敢地去带领改教运动。
And he is a leader for the Reformation.
终于呢，完成了这个使命，成功地获得了成功。
And complete this mission and have great success.
弟兄姐妹们，我们一生中呢，一定会碰到各样不如意的事情。
Brothers and sisters, in our lives, we will have things that not according to our wills.
那么，无论是在我们的工作场所
，whether is doing work，
那么或者是在家庭婚姻方面
，or in the family, in our marriage，
那么或者是在我们教会服事等等方面
，or in the services in the church，
那么这可能是因为我们的罪
，it can be because of our sin。
那么神用这些事情来管教我们。
And the Lord can teach us in those situations.
那么也可能是神让我们经历这类事情来操练我们。
It also can be that God let us experience this, so they want us to grow.
让我们属灵的生命更加的成熟，更能够效法基督。
So we can mature in the spirit and follow Jesus Christ.
那么当我们经历这些事的时候，我们心中会有挣扎和痛苦。
When we experience those things, we will have struggles.
但是基督的平安，他永远不会失去。
But the peace from Jesus Christ will never depart from us.
因为主耶稣在约翰福音十六章三十三节告诉过门徒，也是在告诉你我。
Gospel of John, chapter 16 and 33, Jesus said this.
那么在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了这个世界。
I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
那么平安它其实不是凭眼见，不是听凭我们的感觉，平安来自对复活的主耶稣的完全的信靠。
The peace is not because our feelings or our strength, it's because our reliance on the Lord Jesus Christ that has risen.
那么这里面信息我们也看到，天使和复活的主耶稣都让这两位妇女呢去告诉其他的门徒，到这个加利利那儿再去见耶稣。
In this message, we also saw that both angel and the Lord told the woman to go and tell the disciples to go to Galilee.
告诉他们他复活了。
And tell them that the Lord has resurrected.
那么主耶稣亲口说他要在那里等候他们。
Lord said to them, and he will wait for them there.
那我们知道，那么两位妇人呢，其实在坟，两位妇人呢，其实那其实已经第一次呢遇见过了复活的主。
Both women has met the resurrected Lord.
那么现在呢，主耶稣告诉他们，他还要在加利利再次向他的门徒显现。
And now the Lord told them that he will appear to the disciples in Galilee the second time.
所以这两位妇女呢，就盼望再次见到复活的主。
And the two women will be hopeful to see the resurrected Jesus again.
我们常常讲盼望。
We always say hope.
那么大家想，我们什么是盼望？
Have you think about what is really hope?
那么根据呢百度词典这样，他对盼望的解释，他是这样说的。他说盼望就是以愉快或满足的心情期待，急切期待。
In one of the dictionary, it is said this, is with a happy heart, we are anxiously anticipating.
那我觉得呢，这个正好解释了这两位妇女当时盼望的心情。
It probably explained the situation, their heart at that time very precisely.
那么耶稣复活了，他们的心情是愉快满足的。
When Jesus is, has risen and their heart feeling is they are satisfied, they are happy.
那么他们如果到了加利利，就可以再次见到耶稣。
And when in Galilee, they will see Jesus again.
那么他们的心情是期待的，而且是急切的期待，想再看到耶稣一次。
And they really desire to see him again and really anticipating this.
所以主耶稣的复活呢，给我们带来的盼望，就是将我们会面，将来我们会面对面的见到他。
The hope that the resurrected Jesus brings us is that we will see him face to face in the future.
我想这是所有的基督徒最美好的盼望。
I think this is the most beautiful hope all the Christians can have.
因为我们信的是耶稣，传的是耶稣，我们爱的也是耶稣。
Because we believe in Jesus Christ, we talk about Jesus Christ, and we also love Jesus Christ.
所以我们除了将来说要盼望面对面见耶稣，我们没有任何的盼望。
Except for the hope that we will see Jesus Christ in the future, we should have nothing else.
所以我们的盼望就是再见到复活的耶稣，并且和他永远同在。
And our hope is to see the resurrected Jesus and to live with him forever.
那我们能不能再见到他呢？
Can we see them? See them again?
一定能。
And for sure.
因为耶稣复活的大能给了我们这样的盼望。
Because the power of Jesus' resurrection gave us this hope.
那么如果不信耶稣复活的大能，如果没有基督再来的盼望，
If you don't believe the power of the resurrection and you do not have the hope of seeing Jesus Christ again,
我们就无法面对我们生命中所要经历的各样的苦难。
We will not be able to face all the tribulations in our life.
那么今天世上有很多人无法面对苦难，也不敢面对死亡。
Today, many people in the world cannot face tribulation or death.
那么他们的心呢，其实被绝望来笼罩。
Their heart is captured by desperation.
可是我们作为基督徒，
But as we are Christians,
那我们会因为耶稣基督复活的大能，
Because of the power of the resurrection.
那么常从基督再来的盼望。
We should always have the hope for the Jesus' second coming.
我们会面对一切的困难，哪怕是死亡。
We will face all struggles, even death.
那我们中的大部分人，我想看过一部电影叫《泰坦尼克号》。
I think most of you have watched the movie Titanic.
那么这是根据真实历史事件改编的一部影片。
This is a movie based on a true story.
那么他讲的是1912年4月14日深夜。
The story happens on April 14th, 1912.
那么这艘当年当时世界上最大的。
This is the biggest ship at that time in the world.
那么它重达46,000多吨。
It's 46,000 tons.
那么它号称是永不沉没的远洋巨轮。
It claims it will never be. It's unsinkable.
那么在它在大西洋的北部，不幸撞上了冰山。
It hits the iceberg in the northern part of Atlantic.
所以船体就受了很大的伤损害。
And the body of the ship was severely damaged.
那么在次日凌晨2:20沉入洋底。
And at 2:20 the next day morning, it sinks to the bottom of the ocean.
那么船上有705人获救。
On the ship, 705 people were rescued.
多数是儿童和妇女。
Most are children and women.
那么另外的1500多乘客与船员都葬身洋底。
Another 1500, around 1500 passengers and the ship crews all died.
那么在影片中呢，有这样一段场景。
In the movie, there's this scene.
那么当船体呢，它开始倾斜下沉的时候。
When the ship has tilted and began to sink.
那么船上有一位牧师。
And there's a pastor on the ship.
那么他奋不顾身地来组织这些老年的妇女和小孩先上救生船。
He's trying to organize that the children and the women and the elderly can get on the raft first.
而他自己呢，却留在甲板上指挥一个乐队来演奏赞美诗，叫《与主接近》。
And he himself has been stay on the boat and work with the choir to about a hymn.
于是，在甲板上的所有的基督徒就随同他一起唱起了这首古老的圣歌。
So all the Christians on board has been sing together on this hymn.
他们一直一遍一遍的唱，直到这个船慢慢慢慢的沉没下去。
They sing again and again until the ship is completely sink.
那么这首歌呢有四节，我想在这儿跟大家分享第一节和第三节。
The hymn has four parts. Here I want to share with you the part one and part three.
那我先把第一节讲完，说完，方浩弟兄把英语翻出来。那么他第一节这样讲：更加与主接近，更加接近，总是在十字架高举我身，我心依然歌咏，更加与主接近，更加与主接近，更加接近。
Near my God to thee, near to thee, even though.It be a cross that raised me. Still, all my son shall be nearer my God to thee, nearer my God to thee, nearer to thee.
那么他第三节是这样说，他说：忽然忽有阶梯显现，上达天庭，一生盟主所赐，慈悲从盈，心看天使招迎，更加与主接近，更加与主接近。更加接近。
There let me see the sight, a open heaven, all that thou sendest me in mercy given, angels to beckon me, nearer my God to thee, nearer my God to thee, nearer to thee.
我们可以思想一下，那么这些在生死关头的基督徒们，为什么在这个时刻有如此不寻常的镇静呢？
And we can meditate on why they have such a peace as they experience life and death situations.
我想就是因为他们相信他们要回天家了。
Because they believe they will go back to the home in heaven.
那么他们的灵魂就要在荣耀中与我们主耶稣相见了。
Their soul will meet our Lord Christ in glory.
因为他们相信神的儿女虽然死了还会复活。
Because they believe we are God's children, even we are dead, we will still be risen again.
那么当主耶稣第二次再来的时候，他们会有一个复活的荣耀的身体与他们的灵魂重新的结合在一起。
When Jesus' second coming, they will have a resurrected body and they will be united with the soul and in the glory of God.
所以那个时候呢，他们要与主那么在永恒中永远的同在。
And at that time, they will be with the Lord together forever in eternity.
所以他们才尽量让那些老弱病残的，那么所有的那些人歇去救生船。
And that's the reason why they will let the, all the children or elderly or sick to go on the boat first.
因为那些人里面可能还有很多人还没认识神。
Because maybe there's still a lot of people in that group who has not believed in God yet.
因为他们还不知道他们的盼望在哪里。
And they may not know the hope in the Christ.
那么在哥林多前书的十五章五十二到五十三节是这样描述主再来的情形。
In 1 Corinthians chapter, verse 15, chapter 15, verse 52 to 53, here's how they describe when the Jesus come again.
他说，就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的。我们也要改变，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye,at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality.
那么这是圣经中给我们的启示，你相信吗？
This is a revelation from the Bible. Do you believe?
那我们回想今天的信息，
And let's think about today's message.
那么两位妇女呢？先是带着绝望的心情来到主耶稣的坟墓。
The two women arrive at the tomb with desperation.
想寻找他的身体，因为他们知道他死在十字架上，被埋到这里了。
And looking for Lord's body because they know he died on the cross.
然而他们看到的却是主耶稣复活的神迹。
But what they witness is the miracle of resurrection.
那么他们听了天使的宣告，而后又遇见了复活的主。
They heard the proclamation from the angels, but also met the Lord afterwards.
最后他们满怀喜乐地去传扬主的复活。
And then they are full of joy and try to tell about Jesus' resurrection.
从中我们可以看到呢，主耶稣的复活呢，是所有基督徒盼望得以实现的唯一保证。
And we can see that the resurrection of the Lord are the guarantees for all of us that hope in Him.
所以我们要感谢我们的主耶稣。
So we need to thank Him.
他已经复活了。
He has risen.
那么愿呢，我们都来得享他复活的大能。
May we all inherit His power of the resurrection.
得享他复活给我们带来的恩典。
And also feel the grace that He has accomplished.
因他的复活，我们才满有平安，满有盼望。
And because of his resurrection, we have the peace.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们能够一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you.
主，我们感谢你为我们这些不配的罪人死，又为我们而复活。
Lord, I thank you. You died for us and raised for us.
主，我们也感谢主，你在复活后向那么多的门徒亲自显现。
Lord, also thank you. You revealed to the apostles after the resurrection.
让他们亲自遇见你。
So they can see you face to face.
主啊，我们也真的是需要，我们生命中我们也想遇见你。
Lord, we also want to meet you in our lives.
主，因为我们真的是在经历这个世上的各样的事实，我们也真的是有时候会经历各样的苦难。
As we live in this world, we will experience tribulations.
主，所以真的只有你在我们的里面工作，我们才会有从你而来的平安盼望。
Only Lord, we are in you, then we can have the peace you promised.
天父，我们也在你的面前真的承认我们的过犯。
Lord, we also pray in front of you and recognize our sins.
主，你赐给我们复活的主。
Lord, you give us a resurrected Lord.
但是我们在我们生命中，我们还常常得罪你。
But in our life, we are still offend you.
我们也好多时候亏缺主你的荣耀。
We are short of God your glory.
主，真的求主你来怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
求主你来宽恕我们。
Lord, please forgive us.
主，我们中间可能有很多受伤害的。
Lord, among us, we may have a lot of hurt.
求主你能够来安慰他们。
Lord, please comfort them.
我们可能有很多有这个软弱的。
Lord, among us, we have some are weak.
求主你能够来扶持我们。
Lord, please strengthen them.
主让我们能够完全的相信主，你是那位昔在、今在、永在的神。
Lord, let us all put our faith in you are the God that is omnipotent, omniscience, and omnipresence.
你为我们死，你也为我们复活。
You died for us, and you raised for us.
主，你必引导我们到达你为我们所预备的地方。
Lord, you will guide us to the end of the finish line.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.